In this passage in Ephesians that we just read, twice it talks about what we should say. In verse 15, it refers to speaking the truth in love. And then it turns to the opposite, verse 25, wherefore put away lying. Imagine for a minute if you lived in a country where you knew everybody spoke the truth. You knew everyone always spoke the truth. That would be the best place for you to tell a lie, wouldn't it? Because everybody would believe you. Because everybody else is speaking the truth. Well, now imagine, what if you lived in a country where everybody told a lie? Everybody told a lie. And what if you spoke the truth? Would anybody believe you? If everyone tells a lie, if you tell the truth or if you tell a lie, nobody is believing you. If everybody tells the truth, then our society can work very well and very smoothly. We can trust what other people say. Well, you and I know that we live in a country where, to be honest, we don't know whether the other person is telling the truth or telling a lie. And as we go online and we read all kinds of articles and all kinds of websites, we really don't know. And so we look for confirmation. We ask one person for directions, and we notice they're not quite sure. So we ask somebody else, and the next person may give us the same directions or different ones. We go online, we read one article, and it says, this is what is true. And then we read another article, and it says the same thing. But just because we ask two people, does that mean we know the truth? Not in my experience. These two passages challenge you and me to speak the truth. But why do people lie? There are people who lie because they are afraid. If I really tell you the truth, what will you think about me? If you're accusing me and I tell you the truth, maybe that accusation will stand and I'll be in trouble. And so people are tempted to lie to protect themselves. Sometimes people lie because they want to get something from someone else. Maybe if I lie about something, you'll give me a gift or you'll treat me differently. And people have all these motives for telling lies. But the Bible in these two passages and elsewhere reminds us to speak the truth. And I believe if I were to ask every one of you, should we speak the truth? I believe that already you agree with me. We should speak the truth. But I want to give you a warning today. I don't want to offend you, but even though I don't know you well, I'm going to give you a warning. There is somebody that maybe you lie to and don't admit it. And that person is yourself. I know many people, and there are many people that I know who are lying to themselves. I prepared a handout for you today. You'll see it's two-sided. One side says very clearly, speak the truth. And that's what I'm going to speak on today. And you'll see on the left side, I give some bad examples. And on the right side, I give also bad examples. On the left side, I want to give the examples of people who speak a lie in a negative way. On the right-hand side, I talk about people who speak a lie in a positive way. Sometimes people that I know, they will tell a lie about themselves. Maybe it's something they have said to themselves. I hear them say it to me. And they'll say, oh, I can't do that. Well, maybe you can and maybe you can't. Why are you lying to yourself and saying, I cannot do it? Many times Christians will lie to themselves and say, I'm powerless. I know nothing. Everyone hates me. God will never forget my sin. They are people who have no faith. I want to remind you that saying something negative about yourself is not humility. Humility is saying the truth about yourself. But many times people think that if they say something negative about themselves, they're showing humility. No. If you are tall, don't say, "I am short." If you know how to do something, don't say, "I don't know how to do it." Say what is true about yourself. All during this week, all during this past week, I believe you have been talking to yourself. You've been telling yourself things. Yes, this is a good opportunity. No, this is not a good opportunity. Yes, I can do this. No, I cannot do this. If you have told the truth to yourself, I commend you. If you have lied to yourself, you're the one who then has to suffer. Now, on the right-hand side, there are those people who lie to themselves in a positive way. And there is this idea in our world that we should always be optimistic. We should always say good things about ourselves. I am all powerful. I know everything. Everyone loves me. God doesn't know my sin. Have faith in myself. Just because something is positive doesn't make it true. As Christians, we have the duty to tell the truth. We say the truth to God. We say the truth to other people. We also need to say the truth to ourselves. If you know something, say that you know it. If you don't know something, say that you don't know it. But don't lie to others, and don't lie to yourself. Now, I want to give you some advice. We are encouraged in our society to always say, "I think I can, I think I can, I think I can." I want to give you some advice from Scripture. Don't talk about "I can" or "I can't." Say, "God can." God is the one that we know the truth about. Do I know what I can or cannot do? Maybe I do, maybe I don't. But I know that God can do everything. I can say, "God gives me strength." I can say, "God gives me knowledge." I can say, "God loves me." I can say, "God forgives my sin." I can say, "Have faith in God." As Christians, what we do is we fill our mind with God's truth. And this truth starts to affect our thinking. The people who are not Christians, who do not fill their mind with God's truth, they end up having to say, "I think I can, I think I can," or, "I really can't, I don't know anything, I just would never be able to do it." And their minds are filled with thoughts about themselves. And that feeds pride. As Christians, our minds are filled with thoughts about God. Who is God? He is all-powerful. He is strong. I'm going to rely on Him, not rely on myself. Maybe you are capable, but you admit your capability is limited. Wouldn't it be better to rely on God, whose capability is infinite? I want to challenge you this next week. Notice your self-talk. What do you say to yourself all week long? There are people who will scold themselves. There are people who will praise themselves. Make sure that whatever you say is actually true and not just an opinion. I hear people talk to their children, and they use extreme language. They will look at their children and say, "You're stupid." As a parent, your words last a long time. When your child is 60 years old, he will remember what you said to him at age 5. When he's 60, he'll remember that you said he was stupid. I have a friend in his 60s, who has shared with me what his father said to him 50 years ago. What can I do about it? His father has passed away. What can I do? It happened 50 years ago. Maybe all of us would cringe when we hear a parent say, "You're stupid." But if a parent says to his child, "You're Superman," that may be positive, it may sound good, but it's not true. It's not true. What do we say to other people? The people that are above us, the people that we have to lead? What are we saying to them? We need to stay with the truth. There are people in my life, they like to say negative things about other people, and they're doing that to raise themselves up in my eyes. "Oh, did you hear about so-and-so? Oh, that person doesn't know how to do this. Oh, that makes this person that's talking to me look better. Oh, that person over there, you know what they did?" The person who spends his time criticizing other people in order to make himself look good is not telling the truth. But then there are those people who will say positive things about other people. "Oh, you look so good. Oh, you're so great. Oh, you're so amazing." We call that flattery. Sometimes we like it. Sometimes we don't. Sometimes we're fooled by it. And sometimes we're not. But people will say all kinds of things to us. And if they say all these things to flatter us, to get something out of us, we're the one who will lose. We need to listen to people who tell us the truth. Proverbs advises us, it's better to listen to a word of rebuke that is true than the words of praise that are false. We don't like rebuke. We kind of like to have someone say, "You look good." But maybe we look good and maybe we don't. We need to listen to the truth. I can't control the people that are going to talk to you this week, but I can challenge you, as you talk to others, please pull back on what you say and focus on what is true. What can you tell your children? Well, instead of telling them that they're stupid, instead of telling them that they're super, why not tell your children, "God is great"? Get their thinking on God rather than on themselves. As you interact with other people, be careful. Discern what is true about people. We always talk about first impressions, don't we? We always talk about them. Are we going to admit that many times our first impressions are not accurate? If my first impression of someone else is inaccurate, then my statements that are based on that first impression are also inaccurate. Before I say something about someone else, I need to be careful whether I know that it's true or false. We need to speak the truth, whether we're talking about someone else, whether we're talking about ourselves, or whether we're talking about God. There's something in our society that is very dangerous. People guess other people's motives. My coworker didn't come to work this morning. You know why he probably didn't come to work this morning? Well, let me tell you, last night he probably did this and this and this and this and this and this and this. Wait. Do you know what he did last night? No. Do you know why he didn't come this morning? No, I don't. Then why are you guessing? I'm amazed at interviews that I see on the internet. Before the government comes out with some statement, they will ask someone, Why do you think they're going to do this or that or something else? And then the government comes out with a statement. And then they interview someone. Why do you think the government said such and such? And someone will sit there. And he doesn't know, but he just guesses. This week, when other people ask you the question, why do you think? Would you be careful? Make sure that what you're saying is true. It might be positive, it might be negative, but is what you're saying true? We read here on the left side of this paper, but let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay. For whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. It's easy to exaggerate, isn't it? Something may be a little bit bad and we make it sound worse. Someone said something to us and maybe it's just a little bit unkind and we make it very huge. Someone else does something a little bit wrong and we tell everybody how big it is. It's easy to exaggerate. Is that fair? Well, let me just ask, is it true? No, if it is, you say yes. If it isn't, you say no. In the time of Jesus, people were very willing to say lots more than just what was true or what was not true. Today, I think we have this problem of exaggeration also. What is true? And all week long, I want to encourage you, come back to the truth. Can I confirm it? Do I know it? Or maybe I should just say nothing. Silence is golden. And if you say nothing, no one can misquote you. I do realize sometimes when we're silent, other people guess at what we mean, and they guess incorrectly. But that's their error. That is not your error. Now, in this passage in Ephesians, it says, speak the truth in love. Do you know those people who love to tell the truth? But they love to tell the truth in a very harsh way. I met someone sometime. She was just very open. Oh, I just tell people the truth. And just the way she shook her head and moved her hands, I was frightened to have her ever tell me anything. Do you know that gentle words are legal? When you tell the truth, you're allowed to be gentle. When you tell the truth, you're allowed to be kind. A general accusation I would make of society in general, I feel like when people tell a lie, they say it so sweetly. And when they tell the truth, they say it so harshly. Why don't we learn to speak the truth? That's very important. But sincerely, and I want to emphasize the word sincerely, have the other person's good in mind. How can I sincerely help the other person? I met someone one time and she said, I like to help people. The way I show my love is go around and tell everybody else what's wrong with them. Well, that frightened me. And I'm glad she hasn't talked to me much in my life. No, we need to think through, what is it that the other person needs to hear? What is the other person prepared to hear? How can we speak the truth in a loving way that they will accept? Now, some people will question what I'm saying this morning. They'll question what the Bible says. They'll say, well, why can't we lie? It doesn't hurt anybody. I'm not killing him. I'm not hitting him. I'm just lying about him is all. But yet we are the people who say the pen is mightier than the sword. We say that words can be powerful. If we believe that words are powerful, why would we ever say that a lie could be good? In my experience, I've learned a technique to destroy a person's character. I think you've learned it also. If somebody says a comment about someone else, I don't have to say, "No, he's terrible." I don't have to say that. I don't have to lie like that. All I have to do is say, "You think so?" I haven't attacked him, right? I've merely questioned the other person's praise. That's horrible. We have ways of destroying someone else's character just by implying something. That's horrible. With our words, we can divide relationships. With our words, we can hinder someone at his work. With our words, we can deflate a person so he is unable to progress the next 10 or 20 years. What we need to do is be sure that what we are saying is true. And we need to make sure it is true. We should not say what we hope is true, but what is true. God equates truth with himself. Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." God cannot lie. He cannot lie. If we are to imitate God in all of our lives, I would love for it to be said of us that we are unable to lie. Wouldn't that be great? Are you able to imitate God to the point that you are unable to lie? We as Christians need to step back and say, "I will speak the truth." I was talking to a friend of mine one day, just talking, just chatting, just having a good time. And my friend said, "Oh yeah, I lie all the time." Whoa! I hope my friend doesn't lie to me. I hope my friend doesn't lie to anybody. But maybe it's at least good that my friend acknowledges there's a problem there. I read things on the internet that tell me to be positive. Okay? Positivity is not wrong in itself, but I think positivity does have a weakness. It may make me think more highly of myself than I ought to think. "Oh, I can do it. Yeah, just wait. I can do it. Yeah, just watch me. No. We need to know our limitations. Our confidence should not be in ourselves, but in God. The Bible says to judge righteous judgment. Is it true? First determine that, and then make your judgment. Yes, this is what it should be. This is what it is. We shouldn't just go around and say, "Well, it's bad," or "It's good." We need to determine how good it is, how bad it is. There are people who disagree with me, who say, "No, we don't need to be so careful about our words. They're just words after all." May I remind you how God created the universe? "Let there be light." And there was light. "Oh, let the waters be divided." And it happened. "Let the earth come together and plants grow." Amazing. With words, God created everything. Now, I don't believe I can create the world through my words. I know I cannot. So your words are not as powerful as God's words. I will say that. But what was Jesus' ministry on earth? He healed people, didn't he? But then he spoke. And he spoke. And he spoke. And he spoke. His ministry was speaking. Until today, we still hang on to his words. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are they that mourn. Blessed are the pure in heart. His words still motivate us and kindle within us goals and motives and ambitions. His words are powerful. The words we say to somebody else can really help them also. I want to tell you a story. When I was in primary school, my parents had me take swimming lessons, and I did very poorly. But Taiwan's a hot place. All summer we swim. It was good for me to learn how to swim, and I didn't do well. Well, finally, I passed beginning swimming. And so the next summer, I took intermediate swimming, and I passed it barely. And then I went to advanced swimming, and I passed it just barely. And then we learned water safety. And I could pass the written test, that was fine, but then I had to actually swim, and that was hard. And then we came to learning how to be a lifeguard. And that was really hard. We had to be able to swim from one end of the pool to the other end. And all of you will say, well, a lot of people know how to do that. And I was maybe 14 years old, and I was unable to do it. And all week long, we would practice. And I practiced. I had passed beginning and intermediate and advanced and water safety and now lifeguarding. I practiced. I knew what the teacher wanted. And I couldn't do it. Not once did I do it. Now, I want to tell you something about this teacher. He was someone I did not like. I really did not like him. He always had a sour face. He always criticized everybody. He always hollered at everybody. I did not like him. So you know the combination. If you don't like your teacher and you do poorly at the subject, what is going to happen? So it came time for the test. I'm a brave soul. The first person went in and swam the full length, and the second person went in, swam the full length, and the next person went in and swam the full length, and then it was my turn. And I started swimming. And I made it halfway! Give me credit! And I couldn't keep going. I couldn't keep going. I couldn't keep going. Well, I give up. I won't pass. I stopped moving my hands. I stopped moving my feet. My body straightened out. I gave up. And my cantankerous teacher shouted at me over the water, "Keep going!" Well, I didn't like him. So I bowed my head into that water and kicked my feet and kicked my hands and made it the whole way across. And I passed the course. Two words helped me. You have that power also. I told myself, I can't do it. That was a lie. I had never done it. That was the truth. But my teacher saying those two words helped me finish my way across the pool. You have that power this week. It might just be two words like that teacher. It might be more. What can you say to someone? Now, there are wrong ideas. Some people take this idea of words having power and they go to an extreme. And there's this view in Christianity that is very wrong They say, name it and claim it. If they want something, they just say, I will have a car. And they say, I'm going to claim it. I have named it, I'm going to claim it. If I say it, it will happen. No, 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 no. A lie will not happen. The truth will happen. But if you say, I will have a car, and it's a lie, believe me, you will not get that car. Just saying something doesn't make it happen. When God says something, yes, it happens. But your words do not have the power of God's. Something else that many people say to me in their lives, they say, God told me. And I look at them. It's really hard to have a conversation with someone who says, God told me. Because it makes it sound like anything you say doesn't matter. And I sit there wondering, did he really tell you that? Don't lie about something like that. If God didn't tell you something, and then you go around saying, God told me, that's a lie. Speak the truth. Now, the Bible warns us, in the multitude of words, there is sin. One way to help yourself not tell a lie is to say less. Lower the probability of telling a lie. And the Bible warns us, let our words be few. Speak the truth. Say less and say what is true. Now, in our modern world, we all read different websites. And sometimes I'm frustrated when I talk to my good friends. They read this website and I read this website and we compare notes and we have a completely different understanding of a situation. Because they're hearing about it from a different source. So they think they're telling the truth because they read it on that website. I think I'm telling the truth because I read it on this website. This is a problem that we have in our modern world, isn't it? But what every one of us needs to do is to confirm what we think we know so that what we do know, we can then say with confidence. What we have to do is to fill our minds with the truth. If you fill your mind with a lie, what's going to come out? What is going to come out? It will be a lie. If you fill your mind with truth, what will come out? Well, the truth. Fill your heart with the truth. If you consistently tell yourself things that are not true, in the end, everything you think about will not be true and will hurt you and the people around you. Some people say, I know the best way not to tell a lie. I will just keep my mouth shut. There's a better way to control what comes out of your mouth. And that is to control what goes into your mind. Because in my experience, if it goes into my mind, in most cases, sooner or later, it comes out of my mouth somehow. Fill your mind with what you want to come out of your mouth. To finish everything, I want to go back to my same main point. Speak the truth. Don't go too far to the left and tell a lie that's negative. Don't go to an extreme and tell a lie that is positive. That's no better. Speak the truth. As Christians, we have the wonderful resource of reading the Bible, which goes into our mind and controls our mind and then assures that what comes out will be true. Other people don't have this resource. As you pray this week, ask God to help you speak the truth. Sometimes speaking the truth is a passive response. Someone asks you a question and you admit the truth. Sometimes speaking the truth is an active thing. before anybody asks us, we take the initiative and speak the truth. Both are very important. Just because someone says nothing doesn't mean he's done the right thing. Many times we have to open our mouths and speak what is true. We have to take the initiative. I encourage you, find out whether what you believe is true and then say it. Don't guess at other people's motives. Don't guess at what is true. Don't assume. Find out what is true. And then, with courage and with kindness, speak the truth. Let's pray together. O God, you have given us these tongues. With them we praise you. With them we hurt others. With them we proclaim your truth. With them we proclaim human error. We repent of our lying. And we resolve to know the truth and then to speak it. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.